Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Yeah, an early Daily Ticker today, which is presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the turn of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment you can see. It's an early ticker because we got to talk to our good friend Andy Baskin at 92.3 The Fan over there in Cleveland on Twitter, at Andy_Baskin. Midday show for legendary radio station over there in the Midwest. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Andy. I appreciate you hopping on. I saw that you had Jerry Allen on your program yesterday, so you got the details on old Dylan Gabriel. Before we get to the football, which I know is a massive story for you guys, why does nobody buy the Cavs to beat the Celtics? Me and my producer do, but my co-host not so much sold on Cleveland's ability to maybe upset the Celtics in the East Finals.
It's all a game. It's all psychological. I think everyone respects the Celtics roster, and I think that's why. And, you know, if you go back, the last time they played in Boston, the Celtics had a gigantic lead against the Cavs. I think they were up like 20, 21, and the Cavs came back in the second half to beat them. But, you know, if you take a look at that game, the Cavaliers really, they came back strong in the second half. They were able to beat them. I think it's going to be a great series. We were just talking about this, like, 5 minutes ago. That's a 6-7 game series. I can't wait to watch that happen, and we'll see what happens. I mean, the way the Cavs played against Miami, you would hope that they could do that in another series. I don't know. Indiana's going to be tough out even when they get to Indiana,
True.
But we keep thinking that. And every time we keep thinking something's going to be tough for the Cavaliers, it isn't. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I've always been curious to ask this because we're jealous of people who get to work in NFL markets. You know, we're kind of a one sport town here in Portland. We do have the MLS, but the Blazers are the king, and they suck. They've sucked for a couple of years, so there's not a lot going on there. In Cleveland this last week, the Cavs just won, I believe, a first-round series by the widest margin in NBA history, and they won the game. I mean, they're up by like 80 points last night. If you're breaking down a pie chart of what Cleveland fans care about more, the draft and what transpired from Thursday through Sunday, especially considering the draft that they had, or the Cavs going on a deep playoff run. Like, how do you break down that
or
pie
Stephen
chart?
Or Stephen Kwan as well. Where's he at on that pie chart?
Yeah, or I'm sure the Guardians are high on that list.
Yeah. The Guardians will come in third place on that, and the Cavaliers will actually – I mean, it just depends on if the Cavaliers play or not. If the Cavaliers – like today, the Cavaliers will be our lead, but most days it's the Browns. We've been talking about the Browns for months on what they were going to do and where they're going with that quarterback situation. I just want to know if I'm going to get Pelican Brewing after this because of all the all the that double IPA looks pretty good. I don't, you know, you guys got me tempted by all the commercials. They're doing a good job.
I didn't mean to hit the buzzer on you there, Andy. I meant hit the ding. Yeah, no, Pelican is a great sponsor, a great friend of the program. We'll have to kind of reach out to them because they appreciate when guests hop on and get excited about their brand.
People get excited about Pelican, man.
Now, I want to ask you, the NFL draft was very controversial. I'd argue the Cleveland Browns, the biggest takeaway, I think, from the entire draft, given the trade at number two, all the way to what they did, getting Dylan Gabriel in the third round, and then Shador, obviously, in the fifth. My co-host is convinced that they were forced to take Shador in the fifth round via the owner because he says the video made it look like a hostage situation. Where are you at on the reality of that? Or do you think Barry really wanted two quarterbacks?
I tell you, we are all torn on what happened. The problem that, and I think the reason that everybody thinks Jimmy Haslam wanted him so bad is because what they did with Deshaun Watson, and then he actually kind of took the blame a couple weeks ago and said it was a major swing and a miss. Well, no kidding. We all kind of figured that out. You know, the second we had to realize that we became court reporters and trying to figure out what's going on with his next move and all the lawsuits that were going on with him, and then the failure on the field just doubled down on the whole thing. If you look at it, I think people were kind of questioning and wondering why the Browns took Dylan Gabriel. And then I got to be honest with you, he knocked my socks off on the interview he did on the Browns Radio Network immediately following after being picked. And I was like, okay, I get it. I see it. And, you know, around here, we all watch Ohio State too. And, so we had the opportunity to watch him not once, but twice this year to really kind of dive in to see what he was all about. And I think after a little bit, I think Browns fans kind of settled into Dylan Gabriel and everything was good. And no one on earth thought they were going to take Shador Sanders the next day. And when that happened, I was like, what are they doing? Like, why are they taking two quarterbacks? And by the way, you know, the backup plan wasn't exactly the Dylan Gabriel that people thought that he'd be the next starting quarterback for the Browns for years. They thought, you know, when they made the trade out of the two spot that probably, you know, you're looking at Arch Manning if he wants to come out next year, or Drew Aller, who's from Northeast Ohio that a lot of fans are high on, that's at Penn State. And Drew Aller's rating, I was reading just some of the ratings on him. I mean, they were as big as Cam Ward. So, I think everyone was excited. They were like, okay, they got Mason Graham. Here's a guy that can play, and he's probably a blue chipper and could be playing for the Browns for, you know, five or six, maybe even longer than that. Then they take Schlesinger from UCLA, who is just an amazing story, and you're like, wow, I think the Browns are actually thinking about what they're doing this year. And everyone was pumped by Quinshon Judkins. Harold Fannin's another local guy that they picked up as a tight end. And then all of a sudden, with that last pick, we were like, what? So the crazy part about it is Shador Sanders could be the starting quarterback week one. Who knows? I mean, it's wide open here in Cleveland, so we'll see. I don't know how this thing's going to play out. I really don't.
It's so funny because I'm not even a Browns fan. I had the same reaction. We were doing our show on Friday, and I'm like, I love trading out at two. Travis Hunter is a very unique prospect, and maybe this, you know, ages like, you know, milk left out in summer. But I just don't see it on both sides of the ball in the NFL, and so you get a future one on top of it, and you maybe get one of the best defensive linemen in the draft. Like, I love that trade. I'm following the draft, loving everything Cleveland's doing, and then they just throw the absolute wrench into the plans. Let's take a quarterback in the third round and the fifth round. You kind of answered my next question there at the end, but I want to ask it anyways. If you were a betting man, where are you laying the money on who takes the most snaps under center next year?
Out of the gate, I think it's Kenny Pickett. I think that Kevin Stefanski likes him. They're going to give him every opportunity, I think, to win the job out of the gate. But who knows? I guarantee you that we're going to be our Browns reporters in Berea every day, especially during training camp. They are going to be counting every snap every quarterback gets to try to figure out who's actually in the lead at any given point. Look, if Shador comes in here and knocks everyone's socks off, what do the Browns have to lose? They're a three-win team, and they know they've got two first-round picks next year. I'd like to see Dylan Gabriel get an opportunity to win this job. We'll see what happens. I think Kevin Stefanski really likes him. I think, you know, from a mindset and from a team standard, I think Dylan Gabriel could be a leader for a long time. I literally think that they took darts and threw them at a dartboard because Joe Flacco's here too. And one of those guys is going to end up being the bullseye when the season starts. And, you know, if they lose, it's not going to be the end of the world because they're going to have a high draft pick. And, I mean, they're in a real tough division in the AFC North. So I've never been this perplexed. I thought I knew everything that was going on. I felt confident that they had a plan and they were executing it to precision. And then they drafted Shedeur Sanders, and I'm like, who takes two running backs and two quarterbacks in the same draft? It just doesn't happen. It's very Browns. It's very Cleveland Browns.
Very Cleveland Browns. Andy Baskin, 92.3, the fan over there, getting ready for a show coming up here in 15 minutes. Final one for you. Stephen Kwan, top three most famous athlete in Cleveland, true or false?
Top three? Yeah, I'm going to say false.
Yeah, damn it.
Okay. False. Right. He's up there, though. I mean, people like him, but he's not even number one on the Guardians. Sorry, bro. Yeah.
He's hitting almost 300. Like, it's rarity.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
he's doing great things.
You're not going to make fetch happen, right? It's not going to happen.
All right, I'll stop. All right. Thank you so much, Andy. We appreciate the time, man.
All right. Boys, anytime.